Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 o'clock a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel tonight, the skies are clear, providing a beautiful backdrop for a mild evening. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable, perfect for a stroll if you're out late. Jerusalem is cool and pleasant, making it an ideal night for enjoying some fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Chinese entities reportedly provided Iran with satellite images before a deadly strike on a U.S. base, killing three troops. This information came in earlier reporting today, with Beijing rejecting the allegations and demanding clarification from Washington. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the UK's focus on Israel's policies is under scrutiny. Critics accuse London of overlooking the massacre by Hamas and focusing more on Israel's actions. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the IDF and Shin Bet successfully targeted and killed the head of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade, alongside a company commander and another operative. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights an attack on a Jewish woman in Berlin earlier this hour. She was assaulted for wearing a Star of David necklace, leaving her injured. And finally, Ynet informs us that over 45,000 people have fled Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen in the past hour. Families describe frantic escapes amidst rising food and water prices. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, known for his sharp commentary, noted just minutes ago how podcasters remain silent on recent events, questioning their narratives when they can't blame Israel. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist and commentator, shared earlier today that Israel's role in U.S. politics has grown. Most Americans, she notes, now favor reducing military assistance to Israel. Visegrad 24, a news aggregator, reported 42 minutes ago that Finland plans to end its funding deal with UNRWA after 2026. This follows investigations revealing links between some UNRWA staff and Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from the Times of Israel. Chinese companies allegedly supplied Iran with satellite imagery of a U.S. base in Jordan before a strike that killed three American troops. This imagery, provided before and after the attack, has led to heightened tensions between Washington and Beijing. The allegations add a complex layer to the already strained U.S.-China relations. Turning to the UK's Israel policy, the Jerusalem Post highlights a growing debate in London. Critics argue the UK has not given enough attention to Hamas's violent actions while scrutinizing Israel. This reflects deeper issues within Britain's foreign policy approach to the Middle East, potentially impacting future diplomatic engagements. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the IDF and Shin Bet's strike on Hamas leaders earlier today marks a significant blow to the group's command structure. The operation targeted the head of the Khan Yunis Brigade, among others, weakening Hamas's military capabilities. This strike could lead to increased hostilities as Hamas may retaliate. In Berlin, a Jewish woman was attacked for wearing a Star of David necklace. This incident, reported by Israel Hayom, underscores rising antisemitism in Europe. It highlights the need for increased security and awareness to protect Jewish communities abroad. Finally, the humanitarian situation in Yemen remains dire. Ynet reports that over 45,000 people have fled Houthi-held areas due to recent escalations. Families face soaring prices and limited resources, worsening the humanitarian crisis and prompting calls for international aid. On the economic front, first, Stech reports oligosecurity is experiencing a pivotal moment in AI development. Yuri Katz, its director of research, emphasizes the importance of human involvement in identifying critical bugs, highlighting a new phase in technology and security. Separately, Israel Hayom Business celebrates a historic moment for Jerusalem. The opening of the L3 light rail line marks the city as Israel's first with a complete rail network, enhancing urban mobility and setting a precedent for future infrastructure projects. And finally, from Globes, Tel Aviv's ambitious 75-floor tower project faces challenges. Land contamination on the former Israel military industry site poses significant hurdles for developers, potentially delaying the project and affecting Tel Aviv's skyline plans. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 o'clock a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.